Breakfast with Martin Bester. Wake up in the morning. With Martin Bester.
Lots of comments coming through on Facebook this morning. This one here from Yonita. She says, yesterday afternoon was chaos at our Rhino Ridge Pick and Pay in Emalahleni. I only went in to get a few essentials and there's nothing left on the shelves. No eggs. Ripley.
Oh, morning.
My dogs just realized I'm here. Ah! Monday will take a video of this moment. It is absolute. Okay. Hello, yes. Hello, Ripley. Oh, wait. Hello, Ripley. Chaos.
Are they trying to be on an air, Mart?
Ripley has just hit the microphone. I was actually.
Oh,
Monday, I'll take a video because it's chaos when a dog realizes that you're here when they weren't expecting you here. What was I saying? We were talking about the chaos from yesterday.
You were reading
right?
A Facebook, yeah.
I mean, it's just craziness. Yonita says that in Emalahleni, went in to get a couple of essentials, nothing left on the shelves, no eggs, no milk, no meat, all fresh produce were out of stock, even cigarettes out of stock. And there was lots of bumping, apparently, which kind of defeats the purpose of this whole thing, right? I mean, what's the purpose of a lockdown the day later when bumping into each other and spreading the virus? The last few days, panic buying was definitely not good for spreading of the COVID-19. Adele says, spoke to a guy, Sassel, yesterday. He says it's been a nightmare for them as well. Not just the people queuing for fuel, but also at the convenience shops. I think a lot of the shops, I mean, I'm seeing the same thing coming through on Facebook. A lot of the shops ran out of certain things and there were lots of queues. But did they limited the people that can go in, right?
Yeah, I definitely did. I walked past a couple of stores where the queue was outside. So you were queuing to firstly get into the store, then shop, then the queues on the inside. They were trying to space people out. But then I saw a video from a friend of mine, Taryn Morris, in Cape Town. People were queuing inside, but they were literally standing like, soos op mekaar. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, this is not what we are trying to do to flatten the curve. You guys are doing the complete opposite.
This one here from Cecile, she says she was here at the South Downs Pick and Pay yesterday at 7:30 and all the shelves, rakke was leeg. Mense het rond geskarrel en baie nervous gelyk. Niks vars groente of hoender nie. Die pryse, I would like to believe that they'll restock the shops today because people keep forgetting the shops will stay open. The grocery stores will stay open, but, you know, it is what it is. People panic, and then they panic buy, and then there's nothing left. And then I suppose we'll feel a bit stupid, like a day or two later, when it's all calm again, and the shelves are full again. You've got to think to yourself, was that all necessary? N14 was also apparently backed up yesterday because of an accident. N4, I beg your pardon, to Nelspruit. So keep your comments coming. Love to hear from you. How was your day yesterday in your area?
Was gister hier so in Middelburg, hier in die middedorp gewees, vir 'n rukkie van die plaas af gekom en gaga net 'n paar rekeningkies kom betaal vir mense. Dit was chaos. Totaal en heeltemal chaos. Hierdie dorp was nog nooit so besig gewees nie. Ek het nie geweet daar so baie mense wat buitekant Middelburg bly nie.
En nou van al die chaos na rustigheid vir die volgende 21 dae, het gaan nog 'n bietjie weird wees. Keep them coming, 0848500942. It's good to know you're awake. And you're listening and you're there.
It's time to get up and go with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Ek het net 3 woorde. Awesome.
Wake up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.
So now, obviously, what happened is the dogs realized that I'm still here at home. So there was that episode. And now, of course, they will now play fight right in front of the microphone outside.
And they will only wait when we're on air. When there's a song playing, dan zullen do it still. But the minute we go to air, they're like...
They literally have ample space to go and play and make a noise, but they are right outside the window where the microphone is. Can you hear them, wait?
Yes.
Hey, stop it. We have neighbors, for goodness sake. Welcome to the show, live from our various homes around Gauteng. I'm sitting here in Irene. Liesel is in Paulsdorf. Alma praat van ons van Linden af. En Gerda is in Pretoria with. So, dat is lekker. Ons is allemaal nog daar. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.